In his bedroom in the West Bank city of Nablus, Rashid Fadda is doing what he does every day, sometimes several times, speaking to his fiancée Dalia Shurab. 32-year-old Dalia lives in Khan Yunis, a city in the Gaza Strip. The couple met 4 years ago at a conference in Jordan and got engaged in Gaza shortly thereafter. At the time, Rashid was able to get to Gaza through Egypt. These days, however, the Egyptian government rarely opens the border crossing with the coastal enclave. Since January 2015, it has only opened it for 5 days. Rashid is still very much in love 4 years on.
She's so affectionate and kind, and she's very ambitious. Dalia is very loving. That's why I want her to be the mother of my children, so that she can teach them how to be like her.
Long-distance relationships often rely on technology, say the couple. But it's that much harder when they live in the same country and are not allowed to be together to finally tie the knot. Israeli authorities would have to issue a permit for Dalia to get to the West Bank so the couple can be married. But permits like those are few and far between. The separation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip has affected thousands of Palestinian couples like Rashid and Dalia. Israeli human rights groups regularly document cases of families torn apart because of the divide between the two territories, with Israel rarely issuing permits for Palestinians to relocate. Yael Stein is head of research at B'Tselem, an Israeli human rights group. She refutes Israeli claims that permits are denied for security reasons.
The Israeli officials defending this policy, they say it for security reasons. But of course, one cannot accept this argument. It's a very sweeping argument saying that all the people are security threat.
Several prerequisites must be met for an applicant to ask for a permit, and he or she must fit one of several categories. Marriage is not one of them. Faced with very few options, Dalia and Rashid launched a Facebook campaign called Deliver the Bride to the Groom. The campaign calls on Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to help secure a permit from the Israelis so Dalia can travel to the West Bank to marry Rashid. A little more than 80 miles away in Gaza, Dalia explains that there's a lot at stake, besides their marriage plans, should their online campaign fail.
It's not an easy thing being a Palestinian from Gaza specifically. I see my dreams falling apart, one after the other. I can't go outside to study abroad or find a job outside that can appreciate my hard work and my attempts to develop myself and my society.
The couple admit that sometimes it feels as though it might be easier to let go. Back in Nablus, Rashid admits how deep this frustration can run.
Sometimes we feel like we have hit a dead end, but we keep supporting each other to continue. We are not threatening anyone. We just want to live a normal life. By besieging Gaza, the Israelis have made our lives and those of others very complicated.
The couple insists they will exhaust every available option to be reunited. Until that happens, Dalia and Rashid will have to settle for moments like this. Dalia Hatouka, FSRN, Nablus in the West Bank.